good evening. Thanks for tuning in tonight to Ramble Tamble. This show is going to be playing on January 9th, but we're going to record it just a day ahead of time. So really only the second time we ever did a little pre-recording here. But at any rate, thanks for tuning in with us and being here and listening to Radio Catskill. I am your happy to be here DJ for the evening. My name is Claire, and the show is called Ramble Tamble. So for the next couple hours, you're going to be listening to all kinds of different things. And the rough plan tonight is not much of a plan at all, but the inspiration, at any rate, for the week here is going to have to go back to Bob Dylan, mostly because I watched that movie over the holidays, and you know, that's just what's on my mind. So we're going to start off this evening with some of his early stuff, which of course was the focus of that film. And I hope you enjoy. Thanks for tuning in to Radio Catskill.
I'm out here 1,000 miles from my home, walking a road other men have gone down. I'm seeing a world of people and things. Hear paupers and peasants and princes and kings. Hey, hey, Woody Guthrie, I wrote you a song about a funny old world that's a-coming along. Seems sick and it's hungry, it's tired and it's torn. It looks like it's a-dying and it's hardly been born. Hey, Woody Guthrie, but I know that you know all the things that I'm a-saying and a-many times more. I'm a-singing you this song, but I can't sing enough, 'cause there's not many men who've done the things that you've done. Here's to Cisco and Sonny and Leadbelly too, and to all the good people that traveled with you. Here's to you, the hearts and the hands of the men that come with the dust and are gone with the wind. I'm leaving tomorrow, but I could leave today. Somewhere down the road someday, the very last thing that I'd want to do is to say I've been hitting some hard traveling too. This from Rick Von Schmidt. He lives in Cambridge. Rick's a blues guitar player. I met him one day in the green pastures of Harvard University. Let me follow you down, baby, let me follow you down.
Well, I'd do anything in this God Almighty world if you just let me follow you down. Come home with you, baby, can I come home with you? Yes, I'd do anything in this God Almighty world if you just let me come home with you. Baby, let me follow you down. Baby, let me follow you down. And I'd do anything in this God Almighty world if you just let me follow you down. Follow you down. Well, it ain't no use sitting and wonder why, baby, even you don't know by now. And it ain't no use to sit and wonder why, baby, it'll never do somehow. When your rooster crows at the break of dawn, look out your window and I'll be gone. You're the reason I'm traveling on, but don't think twice, it's all right. And it ain't no use in the turning on your light, babe, the light I never knowed. And it ain't no use in turning on your light, babe, I'm on the dark side of the road. But I wish there was something you would do or say to try and make me change my mind and stay. But we never did too much talking anyway. Don't think twice, it's all right. So it ain't no use in calling out my name, gal, like you never done before. And it ain't no use in calling out my name, gal, I can't hear you anymore. I'm a-thinking and a-wondering, walking down the road. I once loved a woman, a child, I'm told. I give her my heart, but she wanted my soul. But don't think twice, it's all right. So long, honey, baby, where I'm bound, I can't tell. Goodbye is too good a word, baby, so I just say fairly well. I ain't saying you treated me unkind. You could have done better, but I don't mind. You just kind of wasted my precious time. Don't think twice, it's all right. Thank you.
Unlike most of the songs nowadays are being written uptown in Tin Pan Alley, as most of the folk songs come from nowadays. This is a song. This wasn't written up there. This was written somewhere down in the United States. Well, the Lone Ranger and Tonto, they're riding down the line, fixing everybody's troubles, everybody except mine. Someone must have told them that I was doing fine. All you 5 and 10 cent women with nothing in your heads, I got a real girl I'm loving, Lord, I love her till I'm dead. Go away from my door and my window too, right now. Lord, I ain't going down to no racetrack, see no sports car run. I don't have no sports car and I don't even care to have one. I can walk any time around the block. Well, the wind keeps a-blowing me up and down the street, with my hat in my hand and my boots on my feet. Watch out so you don't step on me. Oh, yeah. Well, look at here, buddy. You want to be like me? Pull out your six-shooter and rob every bank you can see. Tell the judge I said it was all right. Yeah. Woo.
Say I never want.
walk into the room with your pencil in your hand. You see somebody naked and you say, who is that man? You try so hard but you don't understand just what you will say when you get home. Because something is happening here, but you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? You raise up your head and you ask, is this where it is? Then somebody points to you and says, it's his. And you say, what's mine? And somebody else says, well, what is? And you say, oh my God, am I here all alone? But something is happening and you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? You hand in your ticket and you go watch the geek who immediately walks up to you when he hears you speak and says, how does it feel to be such a freak? And you say, impossible, as he hands you a bone. And something is happening here, but you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? You have many contacts among the lumberjacks to get you facts when someone attacks your imagination. But nobody has any respect anyway. They already expect you to all give a check to tax-deductible charity organizations. Ah, you've been with the professors and they've all liked your looks. With great lawyers you have discussed lepers and crooks. You've been through all of F. Scott Fitzgerald's books. You're very well read, it's well known. But something is happening here and you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? Sword swallower, he comes up to you and then he kneels. He crosses himself and then he clicks his high heels and with asks you how. He says, here is your throat back, thanks for the loan. And you know something is happening but you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? Now you see this one-eyed midget shouting the word now, and you say, for what reason? And he says, how? And you say, what does this mean? And he screams back, you're a cow. Give me some milk or else go home. And you know something's happening, but you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? Well, you walk into the room like a camel, and then you frown. You put your eyes in your pocket and your nose on the ground. There ought to be a law against you coming around. You
should be made to wear earphones. 'Cause something is happening and you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? And your father to your sister, he explains that you're tired of yourself and all of your creations. Won't you come see me, Queen Jane? Won't you come see me, Queen Jay? Now when all of the flower ladies want back what they have lent you, and the smell of their roses does not remain, cheek to, all lay down their bandanas and complain, and you want somebody you don't have to speak to.
said to Abraham, kill me a son. Abe said, man, you must be putting me on. God said, no. Abe said, what? God said, you can do what you want, Abe, but next time you see me coming, you better run. Well, Abe said, where you want this killing done? God said, hold on Highway 61. Well, Georgia Sam, he had a bloody nose. Welfare department, they wouldn't give him no clothes. He asked poor Howard, where can I go? Howard said, there's only one place I know. Sam said, tell me quick, man, I got to run. Oh, Howard just pointed with his gun and said, that way down Highway 61. Well, Mac the Finger said to Louis the King, I got 40 red, white, blue shoestrings and 1,000 telephones that don't ring. Do you know where I can get rid of these things? And Louis the King said, let me think for a minute, son. Then he said, yes, I think it can be easily done. Just take everything down to Highway 61. One right. My complexion, she says, is much too white. He said, come here and step into the light. He says, you're right. Let me tell the second mother this has been done. But the second mother was with the seventh son, and they were both out on Highway 61. He was very bored, trying to create a next world war. He found a promoter who nearly fell off the floor. He said, I never engaged in this kind of thing before, but yes, I think it can be very easily done. We'll just put some bleachers out in the sun and have it on Highway 61.
I got Melinda, the peasants call her the goddess of gloom. She speaks good English and she invites you up into her room. And you're so kind and careful not to go to her too soon. And she takes your voice and leaves you howling at the moon. Up on Housing Project Hill, it's either fortune or fame. You must pick one or the other, though neither of them are to be what they claim. If you're looking to get silly, you better go back to from where you came. Because the cops don't need you, and man, they expect the same. Now all the authorities, they just stand around and boast how they blackmailed the sergeant at arms into leaving his post. And picking up Angel, who just arrived here from the coast, who looked so fine at first but left looking just like a ghost. Joke was on me, there was nobody even there to bluff. I'm going back to New York City, I do believe I've had enough.
Cards of the hanging, they're painting the passports brown. The beauty parlor is filled with sailors, the circus is in town. Here comes the blind commissioner, they've got him in a trance. One hand is tied to the tightrope walker, the other is in his pants. And the riot squad, they're restless, they need somewhere to go. As Lady and I look out tonight from Desolation Row. Cinderella, she seems so easy, it takes one to know one, and she smiles and puts her hands in her back pocket, Betty Davis style. And in comes Romeo, he's moaning, "You belong to me, I believe." And someone says, "You're in the wrong place, my friend, you'd better leave." And the only sound that's left after the ambulances go is Cinderella sweeping up on Desolation Row. Now the moon is almost hidden, the stars are beginning to hide. The fortune-telling lady has even taken all her things inside, all except for Cain and Abel and the hunchback of Notre Dame. Everybody is making love, or else expecting rain. And the good Samaritan, he's dressing, he's getting ready for the show. He's going to the carnival tonight on Desolation Row. Ophelia, she's 'neath the window, for her I feel so afraid. On her 22nd birthday, she already is an old maid. To her, death is quite romantic. She wears an iron vest, her profession's her religion, her sin is her lifelessness. And though her eyes are fixed upon Noah's great rainbow, she spends her time peeking into Desolation Row. Einstein disguised as Robin Hood, with his memories in a trunk, passed this way an hour ago with his friend, a jealous monk. Now he looked so immaculately frightful as he bummed a cigarette. Then he went off sniffing drain pipes and reciting the alphabet. You would not think to look at him, but he was famous long ago for playing the electric violin on Desolation Row. Dr. Filth, he keeps his world inside of a leather cup. Some local loser, she's in charge of the cyanide hole, and she also keeps the cards that read "Have mercy on his soul." They all play on the penny whistle, you can hear them blow. If you lean your head out far enough from Desolation Row, across the street they've nailed the curtains, they're getting ready for the feast. The Phantom of the Opera in a perfect image of a priest, here a spoon feeding Casanova to get him to feel more assured. Then they'll kill him with with self-confidence after poisoning him with words. And the phantom shouting to skinny girls, get out of here if you don't know. Casanova is just being punished for going to Desolation Row. At midnight, all the agents and the superhuman crew come out and round up everyone that knows more than they do. Then they bring them to the factory where the heart attack machine is strapped across their shoulders. And then the kerosene is brought down from the castles by insurance men who go check to see that nobody is escaping to Desolation Row. Praise be to Nero's Neptune. The Titanic sails at dawn. Everybody's shouting, which side are you on? And Ezra Pound and T.S. Eliot fighting in the captain's tower, while Calypso singers laugh at them and fishermen hold flowers. Between the windows of the sea where lovely mermaids flow, and nobody has to think too much about Desolation Row. Yesterday, about the time the dawn I broke, when you asked me how I was doing, was that some kind of joke? All these people that you mentioned, yes, I know them, they're quite lame. I had to rearrange their faces and give them all another name. Right now, I can't read too good. Don't send me no more letters, no. Not unless you mail them from Desolation Row.
That was a lot of Bob Dylan. Was it not? When was the last time you heard so much Bob Dylan? Probably all week. Probably everybody's playing Bob because of the movie, but you're listening to Radio Catskill, and the show is called Ramble Tamble. And we started off with two off of his first album, Song to Woody. Actually, just one. I'm sorry. We just did Song to Woody, which was kind of where that film began, which I should say, what is it? A Complete Unknown, I guess it was what it was called, the film. And then we did three from Freewheelin' Bob Dylan, Baby Let Me Follow You Down, Don't Think Twice, It's All Right, and Bob Dylan's Blues. And I don't know. I'll try to refrain from going on and on and on about it. But so the freewheeling, I guess, is kind of the middle part. One of the reasons why I personally kind of enjoyed the way this worked was that it just, it was kind of a small slice of life. Like when you get into these biopics and like you have to have an actor like age or whatever over the decades where you get different actors. So I enjoyed, they sort of saved themselves from that kind of problem, I guess, if you will, by just kind of focusing on these like 4 years of his life and kind of these three albums, really. So his first one where he's like covering lots of other people, and then, he kind of finds his voice and is putting out his own stuff. And then, of course, when he blows everybody's mind in Highway 61 Revisited, and we played an awful lot of that, almost a whole album. So I did, or what you were listening to, It Takes a Lot to Laugh, It Takes a Train to Cry, Ballad of a Thin Man, and then I just flipped it and played the whole second side there of Highway 61 Revisited. So we did Queen Jane approximately, Highway 61 Revisited, just like Tom Thumb's Blues, and the great and lengthy Desolation Row. And, I brought like literally every album I have, so I could just keep on playing it, but I'll spare you, just in case you are not a Dylan fan and you're a Ramble Tamble fan, and we'll spread it out because there's other things to listen to. And there's other Bob days. I don't know, his birthday. Maybe we'll get back to it. Gosh, I'm talking a lot.
Support for Radio Catskill comes from The Furniture Restore, located on Main Street in Jeffersonville, specializing in antique and vintage furniture, rugs, art, and lighting. Because buying well-made and pre-owned is a better choice for the planet. Online at therestorejville.com. And from The River Reporter, the community newspaper serving four counties along the Delaware River in Pennsylvania and New York, riverreporter.com. And from listeners like you.
Hey, everybody, it's Jeff Loeffler of The Deep End. Join me each and every Friday night from 10 to midnight as I dig deep into the catalogs of bands you may know, some you may not know. You'll hear from The Grateful Dead, The Allman Brothers, Chris Robinson Brotherhood, and so much more. The Deep End, Friday night, 10 to midnight, on Radio Catskill.
I'm Callison Stratton, a singer-songwriter, public historian, and host of Liberation Station here on WJFF Radio Catskill. Liberation Station is a show that highlights the work of female and femme-presenting performers across genre and time. It's my little way of balancing the scales of representation on the radio. Join me for Liberation Station every Saturday evening at 7 p.m. only on Radio Catskill. Listen local.
This is Thane Peterson, host of Living Jazz. Saturday at noon, I bring you 2 hours of the very best of the current jazz scene, along with a little bit of classic jazz thrown into the mix. It's wonderful music that will warm your heart and soothe your soul. Join me for Living Jazz, noon to 2 Saturday, only on Radio Catskill.
WJFF Jeffersonville, this is Radio Catskill, local news, culture, and NPR.
You're listening to Radio Catskill, and the show is called Ramble Tamble. I did want to play the one duet with Johnny Cash, because I particularly enjoyed the Johnny Cash feature, because he's just so funny. I guess that depends on your perspective, but I enjoyed the Johnny Cash portion of the film too. So maybe we'll, you know what, maybe we should just do it right now before I switch over to the more modern stuff. Will you forgive me if I play another Bob Dylan tune? So when I was growing up, this particular album cover was always the one I was looking at, where he's like playing the guitar and he's got this kind of wide brimmed hat on, and he just kind of looks very country, and the camera angle is low and looking up at him, and you know, whatever, 6 year old Claire just thought that's what he looked like. And then come to find out, this album isn't really what he sounds like. This voice that he's using, you know, in Lay Lady Lay and stuff, is just not his scraggly, gravelly huge. But yet, that was my remembered, anyway, beginnings of hearing what he sounded like, only to come to find out it's really not what he sounds like. I will stop talking. I will start playing some music. We're going to go with a girl from North Country with Johnny Cash, and then we'll lay Mr. Dylan down and go forward.
If you're traveling to the North Country Fair, where the winds hit heavy on the borderline, remember me to one who lives there. For she once was a true love of mine. See for me that her hair's hanging down, it curls and falls all down her breast. See for me that her hair's hanging down, that's the way I remember her best.
If you go when the snowflakes fall, when the rivers freeze and summer ends, please see for me if she's wearing a coat so warm to keep her from the howling.
If you're traveling in the North Country Fair,
where the winds hit heavy
on the borderline, please say hello to one who lives there. For she was once a true love of mine. In the North Country Fair, where the winds hit heavy on the borderline, remember me to one who lives there. For she once was a true love of mine.
True love of mine.
A true love of mine.
A true love of mine.
True love of mine.
A true love of mine,
a true love of mine.
She was once a true love of mine.
B&B with a little weed. goodbye. Goodbye.
Everybody out here now, no one can disguise, no one can disguise. I woke to you the blessed morning, that's when I knew you was the one. Somebody always crying somewhere, look what love has done. When things got tight, I could bid you a well bye-bye. Ride in some two-wheel sex machine like I don't have to try. Now I say my, my baby, my, how you have grown. I say look what love has done. Some folks gonna live forever, some they won't ever cross that line. And everybody out here now trying to unwind. We rode out in the open. Lord, I love the way that you run. Somebody always crying somewhere. Look what love has done. Look what love has done. Love has
child, Lord, for my child, Lord, I wanna thank you, I wanna thank you, and no one else will. I really love you. my heart is for you. My heart is for you. I long to feel you. I long to feel you. And every time I do, and every time I do, and every time I do, baby, it's you. You are my sunshine, and I'm your guiding light. It's like a ship ride in the night, returning for light. Oh, yeah. And it's really real the way I feel. It's really real. Lord have mercy. Look into my eyes. Look into my eyes. Kingston town now, in Kingston town now, walked up and down now, looked at the ground now, you went in labor, you went in labor. And all our friends came through. And all our friends came through. And all our friends came through. And it's you. You are my sunshine.
And you're my woman. but I forget you either way. Remember when the house come down, and that dirty romance all around? Well, to burn it down, burn it where you lay. Yeah. While I forget you every day, while I.
Every wall, I'll believe it.
Yes, I do. I believe in you. Up and down the river in a little boat, a little boat. All I need is you and a castle made of hope, made of hope. I can walk through the doors of time, I scale any wall and across any line. I can send any thought to the end of the finger, I burn any night with a kiss. Running out of honey, living in the past. I believe in you, 'cause I believe in you. I believe in you. Yes, I do. I believe in you. Yes, I do. I believe in you, 'cause I believe in you.
Almost didn't get it there. All right. So you're listening to Radio Catskill. My name is Claire, and the show is Ramble Tamble. And we started off that set with yet another Bob Dylan track, but Girl from North Country is duet with Johnny Cash off the Nashville Skyline album. And then we heard Bad Luck Blue Eyes by the Black Crowes. And we did a couple, kind of showcasing a little here in the second set. Chris Whitley from his 1991 Living with the Law album. And played What... Look What Love Has Done, sorry. And then we heard Van Morrison, You're My Woman, the Tupelo Honey album. Went back to Chris Whitley for I Forget You Every Day. And then that last track, I Believe in You, was by a band called Black Dub. And the singer is actually Chris Whitley's daughter, I believe, which was pretty cool. And that's from a 2010 collaboration. And so... we're going to get back to it here. I can't read what I've got queued up next with my funky new glasses. Oh, that's right. It's going to stick with my 1991 vibes there and play a little Stevie Ray. And then I have a couple songs for my husband. Not really, kind of, sort of. A couple of duets. You'll get it. You'll get it when you hear it. Thanks again for listening to Radio Catskill.
My mind is aching, Lord, it won't stop. That's how it's happened, living life by the drop. Up and down that road in a worn-out shoes, talking about good things and singing the blues. You went your way and I stayed behind. We both knew it was just a matter of time. Living our dreams, oh, you on top. My mind is aching, Lord, it won't stop. That's how it happens, living life by the drop. No waste of time. Up the past, there's no easier way. Time's been between us, a man's doing in. God, it's good to be here walking together, my friend. Living a dream. My mind stopped aching. That's how it happened, living life by the drop. That's how it happened, living life by the drop. That's how it happened, living life by the drop.
She don't like her eggs all runny. She thinks crossing her legs is funny. She looks down her nose at money. She gets it on like the Easter Bunny. She's my baby, I'm her honey. I'm never gonna let her go.
He ain't got laid in a month of Sundays. Caught him once and he was sniffing my undies. He ain't too sharp, but he gets things done. Drinks his beer like it's oxygen. But he's my baby and I'm his honey. Never gonna let him go.
In spite of ourselves, we'll end up sitting on a rainbow. Against all odds, honey, we're the big door prize. We're gonna spike our noses right off of our faces. There won't be nothing but big old hearts dancing in our eyes. She thinks all my jokes are corny. Convict movies make her horny. She likes ketchup on her scrambled eggs. Swears like a sailor when she shaves her legs. She takes a licking and keeps on ticking. I'm never gonna let her go.
He's got more balls than a big brass monkey. He's a whacked out weirdo and a love bug junkie. Sly as a fox, crazy as a loon. Payday comes and he's a howling at the moon. But he's my baby, I don't mean maybe. Never gonna let him go.
In spite of ourselves, we'll end up sitting on a rainbow. Against all odds, honey, we're the big door prize. We're gonna spike our noses right off of our faces. There won't be nothing but big old hearts dancing in our eyes. In spite of ourselves, we'll end up sitting on a rainbow. Against all odds, honey, we're the big door prize. We're gonna spike our noses right off of our faces. There won't be nothing but big old hearts dancing in our eyes. There won't be nothing but big old hearts dancing in our eyes. In spite of ourselves.
Try to stay in time. He'd play me a song. much longer. Probably go mad all by myself. Now I really need somebody. Said I really need somebody's help, yeah. Judgment chair, got his ass, God's right arm in some double pair, all right. Walking a frozen line, a western winter be hailing rain. Who ever gonna remember my name? Now when the sun comes up, mama, you should know that now I just don't care no more, all right. Clock this morning, I thought I saw Jesus coming down. He came to the concrete, baby. Came through the walls without no sound. Concrete wall, there ain't no clay high. Close my eyes, watch him slip away, all right. They look at you sideways. They call no man by his Christian name. His natural born name. All you got is your backbone to lean on. You can expect no help from your brain. Best be willing to pay. I'm down in Leavenworth prison now, and I do not count no need. I said when a man wants reason, he best be willing to pay. I'm down in Leavenworth prison now, and I do not count no days.
Case there on Radio Catskill with Prison Girls. She actually has a book released at the end of this month. And she's on a little bit of a speaking tour. She'll be in the city, Jersey. It's called The Harder I Fight, The More I Love You. Memoir out by Nico Case. Probably pretty funny because she's a pretty extraordinary writer, in my humble opinion. Sticking with that penitentiary theme, we brought back Chris Whitley for a phone call from Leavenworth for that Ballad of Curtis Lowe, Lynyrd Skynyrd, and two songs from my one and only there, In Spite of Ourselves by John Prine and Iris Dement. So my predecessor here on Ramble Tamble, the one and only John Gordon, big John Prine fan. I had it in my head I should play a John Prine like every time, but it's been a minute, so we heard that funny song that I love. And You're the Reason Our Kids Are Ugly, Loretta Lynn and Conway Twitty. And we started off that set with Life by the Drop. Thanks for listening this evening. Once again, my name is Claire, and you're listening to Radio Catskill. Stay tuned for some Connect the Dots and virtual soundscapes. Thanks for listening local. We appreciate you. Have a great night.
Confusion. I can't get no relief. This last melee drank my wine. Lawmen take my earth. Gotta live alone my life. But what any of it is breaking down.
WJFF Jeffersonville. You're listening to Radio Catskill.
We are proud. Proud to serve. To serve our country. To serve our local communities. To wear the uniform. To be a soldier. To serve abroad when and where duty calls. We are ready to stand with our brothers and sisters to defend, to serve, to fight. We are always ready. We are always there. We are the New York Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the New York Army National Guard.